Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The national program that sounds like it's being done by people who are in your neighborhood, your friends and neighbors are here. They would be Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. Jay is out with a sick baby today. That's part of life, part of living, part of being a good parent, being a good mom, and that she is. I'm Doug Steffen. I'm nobody's mom, but I'm the father to Brendan and Megan, grandfather to Miles and Jasper, and that's a pretty good job, actually. Something to look forward to. At least from my perspective in my world, it has added immeasurably to my view of reality at this point in my life. And there are a lot of things that aren't as important anymore, seemed important at one point in time, but not so important anymore. I wonder how many things in your life, as you mature, you see how unimportant they are. All the arguing and fighting and fussing about things with maybe relatives and friends, you talk about politics you don't believe or like what one person says, and so you ostracize them from your family. Pretty silly. I found in my life it doesn't pay to fight. It doesn't really pay to fight about much of anything and in the end, because usually it's harder on you than it is the person that you're fighting with. So there's some letters and words and thoughts and sentences to put together, ladies, of my beliefs and thoughts on Wednesday, the 30th of March. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, all the people in Russia that are for what Putin is doing or against what Putin is doing, you got to wonder what went through the mind of the troops who went into that radioactive dust, sort of a suicidal move. Most of you remember what happened at Chernobyl about 30 years ago, actually, we can get right down to it. So these soldiers drove their tanks and armored vehicles, didn't have any radiation protection at all, through an area that still is highly toxic. Because once that stuff gets out in the immediate area of where there is a nuclear accident, it is, what, forever, practically, before you can get on it? It certainly doesn't...
It takes a long time.
Long, long time. So anyway, that's... They're kind of maneuvering around. Whether they were pushed to do it or whether they volunteered to do it, I guess, remains to be seen. But I love seeing the skull and crossbones with Russian on it. Danger, danger, Phil Robinson. At any rate, what do we believe, or what are the... Yeah, I guess it's us and the rest of the Western world when it comes to Russia and the pullback. They are near... Kiev, but is it withdrawal, as has been suggested by the Russians, or is it just their repositioning, reorganizing, reconnoitering, so they can go charging in again? That's the
question. Well, I think there's a couple of options ahead, and that is the announcement was that they moved out of Kiev and that they were going to, according to Russia, not offer a ceasefire, but they were going to kind of reshuffle their troops. And so this would be consistent with what Russia has been asking for and what's been discussed, that Ukraine could get broken in two and that Russia would take over more of the east and that Ukraine would keep the west. That's number one. The other thing
is... Why should they agree to that?
Right. Why should they do that? That's just
right.
No, of course not.
I mean, and what would ever even indicate that Russia would stop there?
Right.
You know,
and
they
also
would let it die down maybe and then start up again.
It would be temporary, exactly. And
right.
So, I mean, look, these are just paths that people are tossing around. Whether they're right or wrong, we don't know. But these are just options that are being thrown out there. Ukraine has said that they would take neutral, you know, that they would stay a neutral country. Well, do we believe that Ukraine would really stay a neutral country, or would they kind of work behind the scenes to get themselves into NATO or into the EU? Who could blame them, right? So... there's those options. There's also the thought, and the State Department yesterday, the Department of Defense yesterday at a press briefing said that they don't believe that anybody should read too much into these troops moving out of Kyiv, and that clearly it's not over yet, even though I think a lot of people would like to believe that it is. And, you know,
well, it would be nice if it was. It would
be
nice.
Great.
Yeah.
But my mom and I were talking. We're like, interesting that the troops move out of Kyiv, and then all of a sudden there's a ton of, they're getting hit with air attacks now, right? So the troops move out, but all of the sirens were going off. They were getting just pounded from the air in Kyiv, which has not been happening. And so is it possible that Russia's moving their troops out so that they could launch a chemical attack or something worse on Kyiv, and they don't want their soldiers in harm's way? I mean, there's a lot of things that you have to question because you just don't know what Vladimir Putin's willing to do at this point.
And so, he can't be trusted, obviously.
No.
So this is very interesting. This is something I'm sure that we, oh yeah, this is very important. Who in their right mind would want to travel to Russia? The State Department issued a notification yesterday not to travel to Russia due to, quote, unprovoked and unjustified invasion of Ukraine and the danger for Americans. Is there any U.S. citizen that is stupid enough? And apparently, the State Department thinks that there are a few people who are dumb enough to go.
I don't think it's like tourists. I don't think they're concerned about, like, you know, people taking a cruise to Russia. I think it's more, you know, people who have business there, people who have, you know, family, people who are based there maybe for their company.
Why would there be anybody doing business there? Why would?
Well, look, Burger King refused to close. Remember that story? You know, a lot of other companies. Is Burger King British?
Owned by a British company, yeah.
Okay, well, they refuse to close. So there are certain westernized companies that are really big and still operating there. So it seems foolish to me and to us.
Patriotic, yeah.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah. And the warning from the State Department says that there are areas of Russia that you are likely, because of terrorism, to be kidnapped.
Sure.
The civil unrest, the anger toward Americans by some Russians, citizenship, including former and current U.S. government and military personnel, and private citizens engaged in business who are visiting or residing in Russia have been warned, because there apparently are interrogations that are going on. Just people are being stopped in the street by Russian soldiers and brought to jail and harassed and...
But Edward Snowden's fine.
Beaten him. Yeah, he's fine. Yeah, he'd be fine. He's doing a good job with all of the hacking.
Right?
He's a hacker. That's why he's there. So,
crazy.
Anyway,
someone accused him recently on Twitter of, I guess, they said something like, oh, you know, you should get out of Russia because Putin has you tied up in a hotel room or something. And then he made this whole statement like, I'm free to do whatever I want. I'm like, oh, okay. So you're really letting everybody know how good your terms are living in Moscow. Okay. With your girlfriend and baby. Sure. Okay.
Mm-hmm. There you go. The FAA says no American aviation can be... that's happened, what? Did the airlines pull out voluntarily from going into Russia, or did they...
Yeah, a lot of them did.
Yeah.
I'm sure it was probably a combo of both, but a lot of the airlines just said they weren't doing it.
So the Kremlin also said yesterday, ladies, that Russia will only use nuclear arms if the country's existence is threatened. Who's going to determine that?
Well, they're already determining, right, that they're being threatened by Nazism in Ukraine. So this is, to me, this was the dumbest statement. You know that guy with the weird mustache and the bug eyes? He's the guy that you see all the time. He's the
Graves
Putin.
Disease.
I don't know what it is, but he looks like some sort of a villain from a James Bond movie, and he never blinks.
A perfect Russian villain.
He might be a robot because he never blinks. But, for him to say that, it's just like, okay, well, you guys are already making up your own rules. So who's to say, you could wake up today and say, oh, our existence is threatened. We must use nuclear weapons now. I mean, it's just crazy.
And that's part of this controversy with what Biden said.
Going in or not,
said.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
I mean, you have them justify now, and it's been made into propaganda videos, America saying we want regime change, and then all of a sudden they say, well, this is justification. Here's what it is.
Here it is. Yeah, exactly.
Yep, and the end of Russia is nigh. And so it would probably be...
They'd
get a few shots at the... I mean, the country's spread out, but the seat of power is in two cities, Moscow and St. Petersburg. That's it.
But no one's doing anything about it. I mean, a lot of people have called, and I think even Biden said this is going to have to come from, you know, the Russian people. And a lot of people have been saying that, but we haven't really seen much of that. And then when new laws have been put on the books already, like, you know, if you protest, you get 17 years in prison. I don't know. I don't know that we can really rely on the Russian people for some sort of, you know, big revolution.
Well, it's not. We don't know what's going on over there, clearly. So it's interesting that the countries that are closest, some of these European Union countries, announcing they have expelled Russian diplomats because they're spying on the countries. Why is that? That's not new. They're hacking everywhere. The Russians are not to be trusted any more than the Chinese are. Maybe more so, because they have always been involved in espionage activities forever. Since the Bolshevik Revolution, they've been spying here and there. It's part of their MO, that's how they operate. So the Netherlands expelled 17 Russian officers. Ireland got rid of 4. The Czech Republic got rid of, how many?
I think there was just one. They suspected was up to a lot of no good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot of no good going on.
Yeah.
So why is that a surprise to anybody? No surprise at all. Anything that's going on there is...
I was surprised Poland could still expel 45 Russian intelligence officers.
They're using
diplomatic status. Yeah, I'm surprised they were still there after everything that Poland has seen, you know, taking in Ukrainian refugees and all that. It's a lot.
Pretty messy. COVID and the story of the week. We go through in 1, 2, and 3 with more on Mr. Smith. He's not going to Washington. I'm not even sure he's going to be welcome in Los Angeles. We'll get to that in the next half hour as the DJV program continues. We're, what are we, 1 full week into spring? Almost 2. Isn't it?
Yeah, and it's 22 degrees here in New Jersey.
I know.
So, where's the
right
spring?
Now it's 18 degrees where I am here. Yeah, hello, welcome to springtime. Well, there is a welcome to springtime coming from the folks that bring you Calitrin, the way to work yourself into a position of strength, literally and figuratively. You lose the weight. The combination of all natural ingredients in Calitrin will help you rebuild your muscles and thus push out the fat and thus keep you in shape and keep you healthy. That's what happens when you use Calitrin. Go to toploss.com. That's their website. And look at the deal right now. The spring deal. Buy 3, get 3 free. Free shipping when you use the DJV code. That's the deal. So help yourself to savings. Help yourself to health the natural way with Calitrin. Check it all out at their website, toploss.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Yeah. frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Doug Hensley, President of Real Estate Services at Hertz Real Estate Services.
Some people inherit an asset and they live remotely from the asset. Sometimes don't know where to start, what decisions need to be made. And for a lot of people, they either don't have the time or the expertise to take care of that themselves. So that's where we come in on the management side.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
How you say cucumber? Cucumber. A lady who likes cucumbers in all sizes, shapes, and forms has ended her social media hiatus, and we'll talk about her announcement. Who is this person, and what's the announcement? Big announcement right after this.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Oh, that new doctor has dropped it, gorgeous.
Please, he's just another Ivy League educated surgeon with good hair.
No, he's different.
Nurses, we got a Class C motorhome with a detached driver's side mirror. Meet me in the OR.
Stat.
Right away,
doctor. No, she's on break. I'll handle this one.
Oh, you conniving little...
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates, covered subject to policy terms.
Parents, do you want your child's shoes to fit perfectly? Then you need to get your kids Skechers Stretch Fit shoes. Because Skechers Stretch Fit shoes easily slip on and fit almost like a sock. And not only do they fit like a dream, they perform like one too. Skechers Stretch Fit keeps your child's feet comfortable all day long with Skechers' exclusive air-cooled memory foam. Plus, you'll love just how durable they are. And if they get dirty, just pop them in the washing machine. Skechers Stretch Fit shoes. Find them at a Skechers store near you, Skechers.com, or wherever kids' shoes are sold.
So here's a warning. This discussion may be a little descriptive. I'm not necessarily sure about the physical descriptions, but I think that if you like Alec Baldwin, you probably won't like this discussion, at least from Hilaria's point of view, from Victoria's point of view. So anyway, I guess I've burst the bubble a little bit by informing our friends and neighbors listening that this is about Hilaria Baldwin. All the social media buzz with her new social media announcement. I guess that's a way of putting it, right, ladies?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. This is her big
pregnant
announcement.
Again.
Ugh. Pregnant! El Pregnante! So how many children do the Baldwins have?
Well, this will just be the their seventh. Couple. They have seven.
So hopefully he's going to have a good retirement plan.
There's seven kids under the age of nine, I think. Mm-hmm. The oldest one's nine or eight.
And if she was a yoga instructor, how does she look these days after having seven children? That's pretty
still
tough
like a yoga
on your
instructor.
Body.
She's skinny and tiny, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, she's super excited. What about Alec? Is he super excited, too? Has he said boo?
Can Alec
anything?
Get out of bed at this point? Like, I mean, I don't think they like to watch TV. I think they just must sit around and, you know.
I
just feel like she's always been missing, you know, like if when Jennifer Aniston accused Brad Pitt of missing the sensitivity chip, well, Hilaria is too, because after Alec Baldwin accidentally murdered someone, you know, she's about there posting the family pictures for Halloween, like right after it happened. It was so insensitive. It's like, take family pictures. You don't have to post everything on social media. And it just, you know, the little boy of Helena Hutchins has no mother. And Hilaria's out there, like, flaunting that they're adding another Baldwinito. She's got two babies. She gave birth to one, and 2 months later,
but
one came along
on
via
her?
Surrogate.
I mean, he's got to be, he's obviously a willing
don't person. Don't you think he would have said, though, honey, can we pump the brakes because I have
but
a wrongful death
capable.
Lawsuit?
Yeah, I don't think they're capable of that. I don't.
There's
think
no
they...
common sense here.
No, I mean, I think that they are pretty just much living by their own dream, and that's it, and everybody else be damned, which I guess is great. I guess they just don't think about other people's feelings, but yeah.
Well,
and her big social media hiatus didn't even last a month, because she can't help herself. She just can't.
Can't help myself. Can't help falling in love with you. Okay. There it is. The ladies react to Hilaria Baldwin's social media presence here on the DJV Show 28 After.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Here is today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Ford Pro is aiming to create a smooth transition for commercial customers into electric future by providing a one-stop shop for fleet operations and investing in key areas of business. The latest is launch of 6 new home and depot chargers to its end-to-end portfolio of charging solutions. For more automotive tech stories, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Pentagon said Tuesday that Russia's claim that it will reduce its military campaign in 2 Ukrainian cities is really Moscow repositioning troops and nothing more than a smokescreen. Pentagon spokesperson John Kirby.
Again, we've seen that Russia has attempted now for going on a month to sell this war of theirs to its domestic audience as a, quote, liberation of the Donbas. However, the intensified rhetoric over the last year and in the lead-up to Russia's invasion demonstrated that the Kremlin's real intent was to overthrow.
The families of victims of Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting on Tuesday rejected conspiracy theorist Alex Jones' offer to settle with each of them for $120,000. The InfoWars host is due to face a defamation trial after a Connecticut judge ruled last November that Jones is liable. He claimed the 2012 shooting was a hoax. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Roskomnadzor, Russia's official internet regulatory agency, announced that it will fine Google for allegedly circulating false content about the country's special military operation in Ukraine. Quote, the American platform frankly promotes the dissemination of false content containing unreliably socially significant information about the course of a special military operation in Ukraine that discredits the armed forces of the Russian Federation. End quote. As American media was claiming Russia had infiltrated the White House, those claims were proven to be misinformation started by the Hillary Clinton presidential campaign. Republican Senator Rand Paul says if Russian misinformation did hit our shores, it was the push for the green industry to make Russian fossil fuels more valuable on the world market.
Maybe we should get a special prosecutor. Maybe we need to spend about $100 million investigating Putin's contributions to green, you know, to the green alarmist in our country. I don't have any information. I don't know if it's true. But can you imagine? There's probably more truth to that than any of the BS they put forward about trying to connect the Russians, you know, to the Trump campaign. In fact, the only thing we really know for certain is that the Russians were feeding disinformation to the Clinton campaign.
A Russian Soyuz spacecraft has detached from the International Space Station to return astronauts to Earth, including an American. The spacecraft will experience its deorbit burn about 6:30 a.m. Eastern, with the crew expected to make their parachute-assisted landing at 7:28 a.m. Eastern. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Some of the strongest, most beautiful bodies on the face of the planet. Babies that were just so healthy that they hardly ever got disease. But when a white man moved into that area and brought in white flour and brought in alcohol and brought in the other things, now they're one of the most sickest of the indigenous peoples in America. And the same thing we did with the Inuit Eskimo up in Alaska.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
A view from the top here on the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria. Jay is absent today. She has good reason to be absent, taking care of her child. She only has one, though. She doesn't have seven. Can you imagine? I wonder what Jay's... I wish she were here to just reflect on the... Hilaria Baldwin, Alec Baldwin's seventh baby. That'd be an interesting reflection from a mother.
You know, clearly they have help because that's a hard gig, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And, well, and that's, she lied about it. Remember, she used to say, oh, I don't have a nanny, and she totally got caught lying because some of the nannies who came forward anonymously and said, we enjoyed our time working for them, they paid well, they tip well, but they have two nannies at a time.
Yeah.
Two!
Because most of the time when people have, like, a large number of children, like, a lot of the older kids will help take care of the younger kids. Mm-hmm. But she popped them out so quickly, there aren't really any older kids to take care of the younger kids. So, of course, she needs some help. It's
right.
Nuts.
All right, well, have a good time there, ladies and gents. Meanwhile, the FDA has authorized in the COVID department a second booster shot for those of you who are over the age of 50. I wonder how many people have waited for the FDA to say, oh, it's okay now, or you've just gotten it on your own. I know a few people who've gotten it on their own. I investigated, and I was told not to get it. So I wonder what the criteria is for getting a second COVID shot, because some medical professionals think that getting more dosage, if you have the criteria, has to do with your immune system and how well it functions and how well it has been functioning. So that's something to analyze with your medical professional before you get the shot. I wouldn't just go out and get a shot. If it were me, I investigate. That's how I know. I was going to. I went to the pharmacy where I get my shots, and I said, okay, it's time for me to get our fourth shot. And he said, the pharmacist said to me, are you sure? Because he knows me pretty well, knows of my farm background. He says, you have a really strong immune system. I don't know that you should get another booster. There are things about this vaccine that we really are not sure of. And so if you don't really need it, why introduce more of whatever is in there that we don't know about to your body? And this is not an anti-vaxxer guy. This is a guy who's a pharmacist who makes his living selling Pfizer and Moderna and J&J.
So why was he okay with three shots but not four?
Because he thinks that, yeah, I asked him that same question. I said, so what does that say? I didn't ask it quite the same way, Victoria, but I said to him, what does that say about the first three shots? He said, well, in some circumstances, this is something that is more, it's better for you to have it than not. But in your case, and he said to me, I don't know as much about a lot of the customers I have as much as I know about you. But, you know, I might, it's not my business to ask them what their medical history is. It's probably against HIPAA regulations. That's my comment. I'm just suggesting that, you know, if you're
I don't
a pharmacist,
think pharmacists,
you know,
fall under HIPAA, but okay.
They don't?
No, that's doctor-patient.
No. Yeah, that's a lot of misinformation. Like, people go, well, it's HIPAA. Well,
everyone thinks everything's HIPAA.
Yeah.
Right.
Literally,
well,
doctors,
a lot of people,
offices.
A lot of doctors hide in medical professionals, hide behind HIPAA.
Yeah.
Frankly, I want to know more. When I have Ken, when we do our DJV health program with Ken, and
yeah,
we talk about me and my experience.
To yeah. just say, hey, Ken, can you just tell everyone, because no one seems to know what applies when you say, oh, it's under HIPAA. That would be a great, that's a good topic.
That is a good topic. Anyway, meanwhile, back at the ranch, as far as the COVID shots are concerned, I think it's the authorization, hopefully the groundswell will not be as solid as it was before, because I think that you need to know more about your body and talk to the doctor. Some, not just go into the drugstore and get a shot, but talk to the doctor if, in fact, your doctor really knows what kind of shape you're in. Do you have a relationship? I think that's one of the most important things about life, is having a relationship with a doctor. Having the knowledge or the comfort of someone who really kind of knows you. And in this world that we live in, medical professionals find it harder and harder to get to know their patients, really. I mean, I grew up in an era where the pediatrician came to the house. Dr. Golden show up. My mother, he'd take care of whatever was going on, and my mother write him a check for $25, and see you later.
Couldn't
That's
that
how we
nice.
Got our shots back, back in the dark ages. Anyway, I just think that this is something.
But you're not telling him he was the vet.
No, he wasn't. He wasn't. Well,
I know. No, they used to make house calls all the time. I think that's great. And actually, concierge medicine sort of is kind of coming back again, in the style where people will make house calls.
We'll pay.
It's expensive, but
it's expensive. Yeah, exactly. All right, so the J&J vaccine, this is something, this is one of those attention Kmart shoppers. If you were one of the 17 million Americans who got the one-shot Johnson & Johnson vaccine, you are less protected. Hasn't that been part of it? I mean, pretty much everybody knew that. It was 70% or 71% instead of 86% that went along, or was it 90% with the
other
two?
Well, there was a study. Yeah, there was a study that came out, I don't know, last week or the week before, that actually showed that Johnson & Johnson held up really well. It just it doesn't last that long. So then the recommendation was last year for people who had gotten the one J&J shot, which is, pretty much everyone, all of New York City got J&J, and so They didn't, and you know, they didn't really have as many breakthrough cases with J&J as they did with Pfizer and Moderna. So it held up okay, but they are still recommending that you get a booster shot from one of the other, the mRNA, so either Moderna or Pfizer, and then you should be pretty well covered.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, back again to a word to the wise, having a good relationship, a solid relationship, knowledgeable relationship with your medical professional is probably warranted here, especially given the fact that there's a lot of misinformation still, a lot of confusing information, a lot of well-intentioned info that comes out of left field. So at any rate, I guess I'm happy I have. I would have preferred Moderna, I think, but Pfizer supposedly is just as good. I don't know why I think I like Moderna. Maybe it's because it's made in my backyard.
Boston.
Yeah.
Well, the reason Moderna came out,
when it comes to that stuff. Yeah.
I mean, it's funny because when we were up visiting you in last fall, we did the you know, the duck boat tour in Boston, which is really fun. And
yeah,
Moderna is on the tour now. Like, they actually stop in front of the building.
It's so
bizarre. This is our hometown Moderna pride, and this is where the vaccine is
developed.
Well,
they have offices in Framingham, too. They have a research center out in what they call...
I think we were in Cambridge.
Cambridge. Yeah. And Kendall Square is where their big office is, yeah. Okay,
but it's
so
weird
now,
to have a vaccine stop.
Here's one more thing COVID-related, and that's the number of people since... Since all of this began, how many people have changed jobs and how many people continue to switch their jobs? I find this startling, actually. And I don't know whether this is good. I'm not sure this is good. Anyway, about 4.5 million workers in February left their positions. And employers hired 6.7 million people in February. That's huge. In terms of numbers of people changing jobs, getting new jobs, going, it's huge. So I wonder, this is, again, something that sort of grew out of COVID, and then we continue to look at unemployment rates, and they're the lowest that they've been. So shouldn't our unemployment payments be way, way down, government payments to people?
Right?
I still see people who are trying to screw the system. And
oh, well, that's never going to change, right? I mean, that's been happening. That's not COVID-related. That's just human nature. If you can get away with something and not work, then sure.
Right.
But I think for the most part, people who are, you know, changing jobs in the month of February, which was an almost record, I think it was higher in the late 90s, but still, this is a lot of people changing jobs. But this is an employee's market, you know? I mean, this is a crazy
seeker's market. Yeah.
Employee, absolutely.
Yeah,
because the people who are staying at their companies are getting raises because they can threaten to go somewhere else. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people are getting another offer and then taking it to their boss and saying, look, I just got this offer, and the companies, they want to keep them, it'll match it.
Victoria, it's another signal or sign, and the ugly sign of inflation. This is something that will be one of the important components of it. People are getting raises because either they have to because they can't pay their bills, or because they, you know, and they can threaten, I'm going to another job because I didn't get enough money. Then, you know, the employer, if they're good, is going to pay them more.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just a fact of life. Jim Carrey, name in the news. Haven't heard too much from Jim Carrey of late. I've never really been a big fan of his type of humor. At any rate, that's not why we're talking about him. He's been all over the place talking about the Chris Rock Will Smith thing. And he said in an interview that he would have, if it were him, sued Will Smith for $200 million over being slapped. He was interviewed by Gail King, and he said, I'm going to announce this morning I was suing Will for $200 million if it were me, because that video is going to be there forever.
It's true.
It is. The insult will last for a long time.
We just need to let it. Everybody's in Hollywood is like jumping in now. Like, you know, we heard
Jim Carrey,
we heard all these other people. It's like
OJ took Will Smith's side.
OJ,
said,
I know.
I don't know if you want OJ on your side, but okay.
Wow.
He goes, I can understand the rage and whatever Will Smith is.
Yeah, I bet you can.
Sure. Yeah.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar said that it was bad for the whole black community because
a lot of black people have been saying that.
Yeah.
You know what's so funny, and I think we talked a little bit about this yesterday, it's really interesting the way people
view things from different perspectives, and I think this is one of them. The fact that both of these guys were black never even entered my mind, didn't even cross my mind.
Yeah, anything, two celebrities to me.
Well, the way that I was looking at it was like, okay, if I did that, like, or if anybody did that in a bar, they would be arrested, number one, or at least they would be escorted out of the room to get him away from the situation. I never even thought about it through a scope of race, but I've heard a lot of people, including people in my life that are black, that have looked at this just completely through that point of view, that vantage point of the fact that both of these guys are black men, but didn't even think about it. It's just interesting how we all consume stuff differently.
Here's this right. Thank you for that lead in. There's a new promotional message for the radio industry that I normally, this is sort of shop talk and inside, but I think the message is so well presented, it brings me back to a time when I had radio with batteries. I had an electric radio, I had a battery-operated radio, and so I'm a radio guy, and this is a radio, basically a radio program, even though we have podcasts attached to it. So for all the radio stations that are carrying this program and all the people who there's only like 35% or 40% of the country even has a radio anymore at home. Listen to this, please.
Jeez, what was that?
The lights are flickering in the house.
Now they've gone out. What's going on?
Let me check my cell phone. Damn, the battery's dead.
Okay, hang on. Alexa, what's going on? Oh, the power's out. She's not working either.
Ooh, try the TV.
Nope. There now.
Okay, get your radio. That always works in emergencies.
We don't have a radio.
Don't get caught in the dark. Make sure you have an AM/FM radio with fresh batteries in your home so you can receive timely information during emergencies. Radio, always on when the power goes off.
So you can really tell I'm an old-time radio guy because I thought that was fabulous. I would like to see that spot win an award. Really?
I'm just laughing because that
wasn't
sounded
true.
Great job on the acting.
I mean, it was really cheesy, but
well, if you can say it was cheesy, I don't think. I thought I almost had tears in my eyes.
Oh my God!
A throwback to the good old days when everybody had a radio and
Do you still have a radio?
I have 3-4 radios. Yeah.
Yeah. People don't, and they're. I mean, where do you even buy them? I don't know. It's become.
I'd go sit in my car. I mean, I've got a radio in my car.
You run out of gas. Got to get yourself a Sea Crane radio.
All right. There's a lot of food for thought there, folks, right? 48 past the hour.
My love, my heart, I surrender just as soon as I deal with yonder fender bend. Ice cream truck is the way I make cash, so I'll buy you a ring when I lose this dress rash.
Business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but at least Progressive Commercial saves you money with personalized discounts. Get it. Plus 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
I'm going to make you so happy sometime next year, I hope.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back to the quickest podcast ever, brought to you by Kohl's.
Today's topic, Easter savings.
I can't wait to celebrate with all my peeps.
Speaking of, I just got 50% off festive decor, a Ninja blender for just $99.99, and saved on some arts and crafts the kids are going to love.
Okay, those are some excellent deals,
right? On top of that, I got an extra 20% off Kohl's cash and free store pickup.
Excuse me while I hop onto Kohl's.com.
Select styles, 20% off rent, paper third, toys, coupons, genetic plan, some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Hello, Discover here to explain our cash back match. Here's how it works. We give you cash back for using your Discover card on the things you were going to buy anyway. Then we match that cash back in your first year. And that's why we call it cash back match. Now to recap and say cash back one more time. We match all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year automatically. Discover.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Now 53 after the hour, some good news from the world of technology. I think you'll find a couple of items here of interest from Victoria Keelan, the words of wisdom. Now as we look at this study on social media, I say there's good news here because it agrees with what I think. Isn't that always the way? Right?
Sure.
Look
it's
out.
Not, I wouldn't call it great news in general, but this is a new study from the University of Cambridge, and it found that social media use is more strongly linked to bad mental health for adolescents and teenagers during the years around puberty. And so they're trying to hone in on, as we know, social media can be a good thing. We've seen all of the wonderful efforts for helping people in Ukraine. That was all driven by social media, donations and getting the word out of what's really happening. So great things can come from social media, and they have come from it. However, we do know that it can also have a serious toll on mental health. They found that teenagers who use social media more frequently during the periods around puberty scored lower measures on life satisfaction. They gave tests a year later. Instagram and TikTok can cause documented problems with body image, which we've known, but the impact varies. Some kids, at some points in time, it actually helps them socialize and build relationships, while other kids, they take a huge hit to their self-esteem. So there really isn't one... It's not cut and dry of who is affected negatively and who can actually benefit. And that's what researchers are really trying to dive into. And they said adolescence is a time of such massive cognitive, biological, and social change. And these changes interface with social media in really interesting ways. Predicting mental health will always be in very small impacts, because mental health and well-being are so complex, and any one behavior is only one small piece of the pie. So what they did was to drill down on the relationship between teens and social media. The team of researchers first looked at a survey of over 72,000 people from the ages of 10 to 80 in the UK. Then they honed in on adolescents, and the team found that for people in the age ranges of 16 to 21, they found that both very low and very high social media use were both linked with lower life satisfaction. So if you're too disconnected or if you're obsessed, then neither is really good. And so in the 10 to 15-year-old bracket, there wasn't really much difference in life satisfaction between kids reporting low and high social media use. So that was kind of interesting. It really seems to affect the older kids who are 16 to 21 more so than the 10 to 15-year-olds. In that group of the 10 to 15-year-olds, they found that girls with high social media use had lower satisfaction in life than boys. Now, again, that goes back to a lot of the body image stuff. And we know how important and impactful that age group is for girls. And so it used to be seeing skinny models in magazines was having a negative impact. Now it's seeing all those influencers, you know, and the filters and all kinds of stuff that makes everybody look perfect on Instagram. So that's the new fashion magazine.
All right, coming up, CNN has an interesting situation. We'll talk about that after this.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Appian Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
All right, so what's cooking at CNN, Victoria?
Well, CNN has launched their new streaming service called CNN Plus. Everybody's got a plus. This debuted with about a dozen weekly shows. It's got more than 1,000 hours of on-demand content. And the one thing that's really kind of setting it apart from other apps is that it has a Reddit-like interactive tool. So you can ask reporters and guests questions about the day's biggest news. So this is going to be available. It's actually available now on Amazon Fire TV and Android phones and Apple devices. So the app launched with new shows from Anderson Cooper and Jake Tapper. And then they have live CNN Plus segments. It's essentially, you're going to pay $6 a month for a whole lot of CNN. And the only real thing to me that would be worth it if you are a news junkie is having that interactivity capability where you can actually message the host and the guests questions. So I think that's going to be kind of cool. But other than that, with so much stuff in the streaming world now, I think this is going to be a tough sell.
All right, there it is. The words, actually, of wisdom. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in ExtendoVite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on ExtendoVite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get ExtendoVite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.